Cause I'd be burning in hell. I was walking in hell, Lord. Unless the Holy Ghost says different. Listen to the woman of God, Sunday. She told him, I ain't gonna have no homeowners up in here. She said, I ain't gonna talk about you, I'm gonna talk about you to your face. I ain't gonna have no whores or homeowners up in here. I'm telling you, I like to jump out of my seat. You can see it. You don't get that kind of preaching no more. Everybody's sleeping and dipping and dabbling and doing what they want to do, and then they want to come in the church house and tell you what to preach and how to preach that.
There's an army rising up.
Hallelujah. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? I want you to know he's in charge. If I'm making a mistake, you come into him. I want you to know that he's in charge tonight.
Praise God.
Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Silas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick, but that deadly tongue. Yes. That old deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yes. Only God can tame that tongue. Yes. Fifth verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Not when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. There came unto him a woman. There came unto him a woman. Happy Women's Month to all of you, daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ornament, and pulled it on his head. And remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She pulled this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, pulled this all on Jesus' head. She, the female. Hold this all on Jesus' head. And he said, at me. But when the disciples, this was his own. This was his own. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on?
Lord.
This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Don't believe women should not ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set them free, Lord.
Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We could have used that money from that all that she's put in on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money, sold that, we could have. We're not going to take it and put it up out of our pockets ourselves and put it on it. We could have took that all that she had and pay somebody like them. Have the sister get some food for our children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it, now look what they said. He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word say when he understood. My. What are they thinking? What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Thorn is all over my head.
Amen.
And remember here. Yes. 11 verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your pastor, your mentor, ye have not always.
Yes.
I told you already I'm getting ready to go away.
Yes.
12 verse. But in that she had pulled this ointment on my body. The oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial.
Yes.
She did it for my burial.
Yes.
This was a spiritual situation that they did not see.
Amen.
I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts come to calling that comes from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him, for the glory of the sheep and the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Even Jesus walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other, the will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when this is going to come back, when the time, when the end time is going to be, he said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's nothing to his end.
Yes.
Very, very, I said to you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached. Preached.
Yes.
The woman poured the oil on his head. The woman poured the oil on his head. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached,
yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
all right.
In the world,
yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yeah.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I'm not until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you ever invite me in, it's on. I'm going to take full authority over everything. I'm going to tell you how to do to the love. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to give you the desire. song said, there's an army that's rising up.
Yes.
So when I said, you're that army, you said, yes, yes, I am. And how about God trying to work with you? I don't know if I have a knock. I thank you, sure. He's going to have his way. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. The Pharisee's house, the scribes and the Pharisees always wanted to do things their way, to search them out, to kill them out, to want to stop and change things the way they think it should be. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. See, if we get talked about it, they ever see you with a whoremonger, if they ever see you with a liar, if they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the master come back and get up. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they don't get up first. And then us, which are alive, we just still hanging around there. He said, we're going to get caught up with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. We're just trying to help you to get caught up with it. 37, and behold, there you go again. A woman in the city, which was a sinner. My. This woman was a sinner. Like the woman that all the men folks brought to Jesus, all the men folks, and said, Master, we call her the man. We call her the very act. Now your word, I'll put the word back on it. Your word. And Jesus, once again, while he understood what the Bible said, he was writing in the ground. And when he understood what they said, he said, all right, brother, if I got an animal, y'all have been slept with her. If I got an animal, y'all have been trying to give us some money to put you on. If I got an animal, y'all know you brothers, just one. If I just got one. You be the first to throw the stone at the center one. You be the first. Bible say they all had to think about it. Yes. And say every one of them to throw them stones out. Some of them try to hide it, didn't want nobody to see that he hit. You'll never be the same. Because he's breaking chains.
That's right.
He's breaking chains. He's breaking chains. And you're that army.
Yes. Yes.
37, and behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, protocol, at his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. Yeah. I told y'all to remember about the head. Yeah. This woman came as humble as you can. And washed his feet with her tears. Moaning and crying. I'm just so grateful to even be at his feet. And then wiped them with her hair.
Yes.
On her head. With her hair. In those days, they wore coverings. But the Bible didn't say they wiped it with the covering.
That's right.
It said she wiped it with her hair.
That's right.
Now, when the Pharisees which had been saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him.
All right.
If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, "Son, I have somewhat to say unto you." And he said, "Master, say on." There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be friendly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? He's going to love him the most, the one with 50 or the one with 500? Simon answered and said, "I suppose that be to whom he forgave most."
Come on.
And he, Jesus, said unto him, "Thou hast rightfully judged."
Thank you, Lord.
And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet."
Come on.
Not unto Simon Peter.
Come on.
"But she hath washed my feet with her tears.
Jesus.
And wiped them with her hair of her head. If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since from the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet.
My God.
My head with all thou didst not anoint. But this woman hath anointed my head, my feet, with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, whole lot of them, are forgiven." They're forgiven. Bring you before the court, they bring you before this one, they bring you before that one, they talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all on you. But he said, "When I came to you, you didn't give me no water to my feet. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much you love me." People today can say, "I love you, love you, love you, love you." But this woman showed me. This woman showed me. Save thee. So I want to say to every happy Women's Month March. You got some folks on my, but I doubt it, God has touched a million people's heart and mind to where they decided to give woman a woman's month. They don't have a man's month.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week. This ain't no ordinary.